Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Welcome back to the podcast. Today we're talking about some really cool image generation AI tools that just have been released. And you know, there's been a lot of development, a lot of rapid development with the whole text language AI models, but the image stuff has been a little bit more slow in developing. This first tool is amazing. Meta just released their own AI image generator, and it is really, really impressive. What do you think about it, Jaden?
Yeah, so the first thing that I think is amazing about this, beyond the images that you have generated and sent me, which are quite incredible, is the fact that this thing is free. So for those that don't know, I think you can just go Google Meta Image Generator. I think that's literally what it's called. But it's like DALL-E 3, which of course you have to have a paid subscription on ChatGPT, or Midjourney, which of course is a paid subscription. Like, there's all these paid ones. Meta has come out with one, and it's completely free. I'm not 100% sure. I got to look in to see more if they're going to like open source this and allow people to like run this themselves. But like, this is really impressive. Jamie, tell us about, I know you've been playing with this. Tell us about the image quality you've seen.
Yeah, I mean, it, first of all, it's really fast, which I appreciate. You're not sending it, you know, to a Discord server and waiting for it to generate back. It's extremely fast. And it really, so far, at least, a lot of my commands have been pretty accurate and really impressive, to be honest. So definitely on the Midjourney level. One thing I noticed, I just was messing with it a second ago. With Midjourney, you can say, give me a picture of Katy Perry in the style of Andy Warhol. And it did like all the cool color. I don't know if you're familiar with Andy Warhol, but it did it in that artist's style. Or you could say, give me a Katy Perry impressionist, you know, painting, and it would do it in that style. Meta doesn't seem to have that capability yet. So, if you just give it a generic, like I sent you a gothic turkey eating chicken nuggets, it will do that. but as far as like complex commands, it's not quite there yet, but still very impressive.
Yeah, and for those wondering, his gothic turkey that he sent me, it's like actually a really cool picture for its like kind of, you know, it's got its target audience, Jamie and a handful of other humans, but like it looks really cool and it's really well done. So I have actually been looking at a bunch of Twitter threads talking about like comparing some of these AI image generation tools. So there's kind of four main big ones right now. So you have Midjourney, of course. Then you have DALL-E 3, which is from OpenAI, which is integrated into ChatGPT if you have the premium. There is one by Adobe, an Adobe image generator, and now this new Meta one. And so they were kind of benchmarking all four of them. They would put a prompt in and see what it generated on each platform. And I have to say, I looked at probably 10 different examples. Midjourney, I would say, is 10 to 20% better for most images. Maybe it tied for a couple. But like a close second, I would have to say, like, it's kind of hard to even say who's second and who's third, would be DALL-E 3, which is paid, and then this one by Meta. So Meta, like, I think is literally a close second on a lot of these image generations, and it's completely free, which is mind-blowing. And then I think Adobe's a little bit behind. I'm not sure. Adobe, I think they only trained on data sets they own, so maybe that's a little bit more ethical. But I think because of that, it's not quite as good. They don't have quite as good of a data set. But honestly, all four of them are decent. And for this to be free is incredible. So Jamie, tell me about some money-making strategies, some side hustles you can use with this completely free tool.
Right. Yeah. I mean, so, and back to my thoughts with the not being doing certain complex commands with artists, I just thought maybe they have some specific copyright, you know, protection up as well. Cause you know, you could imitate an artist or who knows where they're at with it right now. But, as far as side hustles go, I think there's a lot of opportunity here. Starting with like some of the more saturated ones would be like, AI art on Etsy, or if you're doing like print on demand. You could make some really kind of goofy, quirky, or specifically targeted art to people. And that's kind of the way a lot of the print on demand stuff is going is have it being customizable for people. So, you know, people want a shirt, like a baby onesie that has the name of the baby on it. You know, or, if it's Father's Day and the dad loves the Green Bay Packers, you know, like, you know, his name and then like a Green Bay Packers, you know, logo. So I feel like this is kind of where the AI can come in and automate a lot of that for people and make it a lot more sustainable business for you. So,
yeah. And specifically talking about someone I know making money doing in this space with the Etsy thing. So of course there's like the old print on demand, like, you know, make a cool design. That's kind of hard because you have to have an audience or someone to like sell your t-shirts or your mugs or whatever to. So I'm not discounting that as a business. I just feel like it's kind of a, I don't know, it's kind of a generic one. So what I think is more successful is when you find more niche products or things that not a lot of people are like looking at or talking about. So I think what that could be is like niche, meaning like really cool watercolor painting of maybe your town that you live in or your geographic location that only people in your area would know. And if they see it, they would love it. And I think now that you have this AI generator, you can do that because like, you don't have to go hire an artist. And so I actually know someone specifically that what they do that what they're making money on is Samsung smart TV wallpapers. They sell them on Etsy and they actually make decent money doing this.
Interesting. So
it's like that kind of random niche where like essentially they're just making these like really fancy like wallpapers for Samsung smart TVs that you can set as your default. They have to be like really big in a certain dimension and all this kind of stuff. But yeah, you can use these AI image generators to create some of these like things. And the cool thing about something like a TV wallpaper, which I would never even think about buying because I'm like, oh, I'll just go find something online and I don't have a Samsung smart TV. So I guess you kind of have to have one to know how this works or why you would need to buy one. But evidently people buy them. They want like these really aesthetic things. And what's really great about those is it's a digital like sale. So like you don't have to ship them anything. You don't have to get the thing printed or like it's just so easy. They just buy the file, right? So I think there's a lot of things like that. There's like printables, a lot of you know, I've talked to people that have made like workbooks or other things where the person like purchases the file and they just print it. Those are my favorite kind of things where you literally just give them like a file and it's done. So I think this is massive potential in that specific area to do some of those businesses.
Yeah. And I mean, in the time saving realm too, as far as customization, I feel like, you know, an artist, if they're trying to customize something for somebody, even in Photoshop or Canva, it takes you time. And there already is like some text customization tools out there. But if you could kind of even do the entire image customization, if you wanted like, you know, your dog looking very regal with like a suit on or something, you know, like you've seen those, the paintings, you can get like your dog looking like a king or something.
Yeah.
On Etsy. So, but if you could have AI automatically do that for you, saving time, that would be huge, I think. So,
and I think what you brought up is an amazing business opportunity there as well. Whether you do this on Fiverr or whether you set up your own store and market it, I think there is a massive potential with these new AI tools now, for like customizable, art where essentially you're like, I will create an image of your dog in like any place doing anything or your family on vacation anywhere. Like you can do like these customizable things where essentially someone sends you like an image of their dog and you go do it. And what's interesting is there's like a lot of even sites that are kind of like third party sites. I have a friend that has one, I think it's called like AI Viking .ai or something like that, where you upload a few pictures of yourself and it makes you like a Viking and people buy it all day long.
That's awesome.
Like markets it in Viking groups on Facebook. But in any case, there's a lot of like platforms that do that as well. And even if you don't invent that platform or create that platform and do the software, because you know sometimes the software is a lot of work, you could still go to the exact same Facebook marketplace and be like, hey, I have like an AI Viking generator, or I have like a AI dog generator. You post the pictures of your dog and be like, if anyone wants to, let me know. I charge like $10 and I'll get you the dog thing. And then you can just go to the platform and do it yourself. So, I mean, there's a lot of opportunities in this space for making money. Yeah. And I think we're just getting started with some of the innovation.
Yeah, I actually have a story with that. I just recently helped my mom pay somebody on Etsy. So we are, for our family Christmas, we're going up to this cabin. It's like their friend's cabin, and they're letting us use it for free. So as a thank you, my mom wanted to get like a canvas painting of their cottage, just because it's a new cottage for them. So I went up there and just took a picture with my phone. And then we found someone on Etsy who, I'm assuming it was AI, but they turned that picture into a painting, a watercolor painting of the cabin, put it on a canvas, sent it to my mom. I think she paid like $120 to have that done. And I'm sure they didn't spend a whole lot of time on it, you know? So it's pretty, pretty amazing. Pretty cool side hustle.
That's amazing. Awesome side hustle. Okay. The one other thing I wanted to tie in here is taking this a step further. Beyond generating this image, there's a whole bunch of really cool new technology that has come out that lets you turn your image into a video. This is unlocking a whole bunch of new, this is unlocking so many new side hustles, I think, and so many capabilities. But let's talk about this. The big one that's viral all over the place, or a little bit earlier this year, I'll say, there was one called DID, and it's a little bit more basic where you upload an image and it kind of like can help it move a little bit. Okay, there's a new one called Pika.art. There's currently a waitlist for it, which I am on, but their demo looks absolutely incredible, where you can upload an image, it can turn it into a video, but then you can also, just like Midjourney or ChatGPT, type in like what you want, and it can like alter the image or the video however you want.
Yeah, I think this is amazing. I mean, some of the early AI video generation companies, you'd basically have different frames that it would generate, different images, and put them together. And it almost looked like stop motion, you know, and kind of, you could definitely tell it was AI, but some of their previews on this looks like a Pixar movie. It's crazy.
Yeah, 100%. So the main one that everyone knows is, of course, Runway. That's like the big text to image or video generator. And yeah, like I played around with it, but it's kind of low quality. It looked like a GIF or like stop motion. It was like, I'm like, it's cool, but it'll get there. It's not like something I could use for anything. This looks absolutely insane. And this one's kind of crazy because you have a video and you can essentially like highlight over, for example, like they have like a video of like a monkey and they highlight over its eyes and they type in like add glasses. And then the monkey's like wearing glasses and moving around. Or there's a girl walking down the road and they highlight her shirt and they're like, make the shirt blue, make it red, make it have polka dots. Like, it's so crazy because you can like change all of this stuff. So this is my big prediction in the future, is that we're all going to be able to just go on Netflix and direct our own movies. We'll be like, hey, I want like these five actors. I want like this to kind of be the plot line. I want these things to happen and blah, 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 blah. And then like, it will just like AI generate the whole movie and it'll be like super cool. This is taking it like it's going 100% in this direction. This is very validating to, I've been saying that for a long time, the self-generated like movie direction. This is going to happen.
Yeah. And I mean, I thought it was cool. Even in the preview, it gave like a cinematography command, like Dolly out. So it would, you know, the image would pan out as it was animating. Super cool. Just unbelievable, really.
So the one thing that I think is just an amazing opportunity with everything we're talking about with the image generation to now this is that, like, one of the big problems in the past of like video generation, AI to video generation, was that, with Runway, it was really hard to get like consistent shots of the same person in each scene. So you go to Runway and you're like, hey, generate a person on a spaceship. Now generate the person jumping out of the spaceship. You're trying to make a movie, right? But the person is sort of different every time. If you're uploading the image of like a person on a horse, or even just a person's face, you could be like, take this person and put them on a horse. Now take this person and put them on a boat. And it's like, now you have a consistent character through the whole thing. So I think that's really cool. I think people will be able to make YouTube channels. They'll be able to make movies, short movies, stories, also, and like a picture of yourself or your family uploaded, or, you know, people and all sorts of things. It'll be very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, even like from a side hustle standpoint, I remember a few years back, I tried wholesaling real estate unsuccessfully. But basically I set up a website. And for the marketing, I paid someone on Fiverr to make me a little animated video kind of explaining what I do. Like, we'll buy your house any condition with cash. And so I had like a little animated me walking up, and it was pretty lo-fi, pretty low quality, but like, you know, making little animations for businesses, you know, explaining their process, all the little video assets, like graphics moving and stuff. Like, I feel like if you could just give a command to, you know, Pika Labs to do that for you, that's like, dude, insane.
Think of how you could change explainer videos or like educational, like training videos. So you watch those boring training videos that are like, I remember I had a job and as a corporate job, and we had to like do these like quarterly like security training so we didn't get like, you know, the company wasn't going to get hacked or anything. And they're kind of, to be honest, boring. They're like, imagine a bad guy breaks in and steals your password. You know, it's like really bad. Anyways, like imagine that to like any corporate training, any educational thing where it's like, you know, the actual, it's like a movie. It's like the guy breaks in, he like grabs your USB, he does the blah, blah, blah. Like he can do so many things. Yeah. And I think there's an opportunity for people to make this kind of content where all of a sudden we're able to make boring things more interesting. Or your whatever your profession is, you're a realtor, but you don't have a video of you like looking really fancy, walking up to like a mansion, but that you want to run a Facebook ad, you instantly could just go generate that. So very, very cool. A ton of opportunities coming down the pipe from this.
Totally. Yep. Well, thanks for listening to this episode of the podcast, guys. Hopefully that gets you excited. We love nerding out over this kind of stuff. So make sure you rate us wherever you listen. That really helps our podcast out. We'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.